Thanksgiving Day. Appreciate your neighbor. Thank you very much. Thank you. You may have your seat. Brothers and sisters, this is yet another day, another moment, and another opportunity given to us that we can assemble together, that we can be where we are, so that the Lord may minister to us. We want to thank God for this far, when we internalize of the issues that have been taking place within our country and even within our families. Indeed, we have all the reason to give thanks to the Almighty. It's a special day, bearing in mind we have been making a mention of it, and even the kind of the program that we have, and even we have the banner there outside there, and a lot of information has been communicated to each one of us. And therefore, as we come and take the possession and desire to know what the Lord has for us, it's always good to be thankful. Our sharing this morning is the whole question of living with an attitude of gratitude. Because giving thanks, it's all revolved within our attitude. Because if in your mind you register that you don't have anything to give thanks, it will remain so. Living with an attitude of gratitude. The father that we are in, it has taken the able heart of the Lord. And even as we look around at the many happenings within our country, within our families, there is a lot that we need to give thanks. When you talk about gratitude, it helps us to see what is there instead of seeing not what is there. Because the way we are crafted as a human being, many are the times we talk of what we do not have. Gratitude and living with an attitude of gratitude is the whole question of asking the Lord to see and to locate what is there instead of talking of what we do not have. And as believers and as Christians, when we talk about thanksgiving, it is ascribing all the glory to God. Because all what we have and all what we are intending and contemplating to possess is all about God. Elsewhere in the book of Psalms, he owes even 1,000 of cattle on the hills. So brothers and sisters, when we have a program that is geared to help us to give thanks, is to ascribe all the glory to the Almighty. It's a whole question of counting what God has done in the past. Because many a times when you talk about giving thanks, we are talking of what has already happened to us. And we also desire to receive more and more. And thus giving should be done regularly. Even though in our program, like it has been mentioned by the program mover, there comes a time within the year, three times, that we formalize and say this is the day for our thanksgiving. In the principles, thanksgiving should be done regularly. And thanksgiving is a command in the scripture. And because we are believers, and we have been called to that kind of life, when we are responding to give thanks, we are responding to God's command. Allow me to remind you, there is always, always, always something to give thanks. At all time, whichever the angle you approach it, being it at the family level, being it our nation, being it in our estate, being it at our workplace, at all time, there is always, always a reason to give thanks. Because we are just but the steward. Whatever we have, we are just but the managers. And it's good to, at all time, not become the victims of not giving the thanks. During the times of the economic hardship, or emotional stress, distress, sometimes giving thanks seems to be difficult. or even artificial. Sometimes looking at the economy of our country, sometimes looking at your wallet, sometimes looking at your business, there is the tendency at the back of our mind to look and to see like Thanksgiving is something that needs to be mentioned but not be done. It do happen. Because many a times the way we are crafted in our mind, the addition is what we get excited of. But many a times giving and returning and reciprocating many a times become a big challenge. But it's important to remember that giving thank is not just something we do because it is polite, because it is expected of others. I'm telling you, giving thanks, it helps you as an individual. Giving thanks is not about other people. Giving thanks is upon you at your level. Looking at what God has done to you. Today we are assembled here because we are enjoying the full life. We are not ignorant of people who are grounded. They belong to this congregation. They are so passionate about it, but they cannot appear here because their health cannot allow them. Thanksgiving helps the individual, the one who is giving thanks. Remember, gratitude is the memory of the heart. It's just a matter of calling a meeting to yourself, and you have a memory of what God has done to you. Because many a times, we may be too busy, too engaged, too occupied, that even a moment to sit and see what the Lord has done to you. All the time we meet, all the time is addition, all the time we are out looking, and many a times, out of our tight schedule, we may lack a moment that we can sit and internalize and see what God has done. It's a matter of your memory. That's why it's an attitude. If your memory and your faculty register that there's nothing to give thanks, it will remain so. It's all about the individual. We give thanks in order to recognize and to feel blessed as we are. It's a whole question of blessing. Like we have sung, count your blessings, and see what the Lord has done to you. We give thanks in order to help focus on the positive. There's no way if your mind is negative, you can have a moment to give thanks. You cannot separate the two. Being positive and the aspect of being gratitude, they go hand in hand. But if you look at your place, you look at yourself, and all what you see is negative in you, I'm telling you, it will be very difficult and very tough for you to give thanks. It's go hard in hard. We give thanks to remind ourselves that we are not alone. It's not all about me. That's why we give thanks, because there is another supreme power. There is another upper hand. That's why I give thanks. It's not all about me and how organized and smart I am. I am the way I am because there is that supreme power. There is another upper hand of the Almighty. That's why I'm here, to give thanks. And remember, even though it is not mentioned in the Bible, Thanksgiving Day, though not mentioned specifically in the Bible, Thanksgiving Day is a holiday. Because you stop to do what you have been doing so that you may have a moment to give thanks. It's just that you are reciprocating. It's a Thanksgiving. Even in America, they have a day set aside known in the month of November, and it's a public holiday, a day set aside for Thanksgiving. We thank God that at our level, as a church, there is a Thanksgiving Day, there is a holiday, there is a moment, there is a dispensation that we can come and give thanks. And biblically, giving thanks, there is a road. Even the text that we have read, it was to be a day to spend with family and friends, because it's not all about me. I have some rings, I have some attachment, and therefore even a day like today, as we come over, it's not an assumption, but we are coming together with our families and our friends, because God has done. Because what you have received from the Lord, it has also benefited other people. Therefore, when it comes to giving thanks, they are part and parcel of the same. in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses number 16, we are being told that do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. As you continue to need more and more, it all starts by giving thanks, because you are not empty. There is something that you are possessing, and you are being reminded that we ought not be anxious, and especially when you are giving thanks, present your request, present your petition with thanksgiving. Learn to appreciate what you have before time make you to appreciate what you had. We are here presently to give thanks. Give thanks of what you have today. Furthermore, today is present, is the present that we have. Yesterday is gone. Yesterday, tomorrow, we are not sure whether you'll be there before the day comes when you actually live a life of like remembering what you had. We have so many cases, even in our society, of people talking of what they had, and they are unable to talk of what they have today presently. And if you hear somebody all the time is talking about what he did, what he had, the indication is that currently he's doing nothing, because we talk of today. This is the day that we have. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is by God's will that we'll be there. So therefore, brothers and sisters, we learn to appreciate what we have before times makes you to appreciate what you had. And the Lord is looking at us. His eyes is looking to and fro. And we want to talk about the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Today is a day set aside. All the routes are reading in this route to come and give thanks. It's all about giving thanks. We usually meet for many other activities and other errands. But today, well pronounced, well communicated, we are coming to give the thanksgiving. And remember what David said. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. We are before these altars today. Set aside. We are being reminded. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. And he continued and said, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. You have passed through that door or any other door here. And the agenda here and the business of today is none other than just to give thanks. The Lord has called us. In the New Old Testament, we are being told that God's people were required to sacrifice even animals. And those that were poor, they could even go to an extent of sacrificing the dove. Because thanksgiving is in proportion. And you cannot move away from the tithe. Tithe and thanksgiving, it's well calculated. You give in the proportion of what God has done to you. This sacrifice took place in conjunction with repentance. And you cannot separate even thanksgiving with the whole question of repenting. Because in one way or the other, when you are coming to give thanks, because thanksgiving is not a fancy drive, you also call at a meeting to yourself, and you see many areas you have not been giving thanks. And you see many areas that by design or by default, you have been ignoring. Thanksgiving and the repentance. Even as you walk to give thanks, thanksgiving is done on the knees for what God has done to you. We cannot boast that we are giving thanks, because all what we possess and what we have, we have been given. There is that issue that you do it on your knees for what God has done to you. Sacrifice took place regularly and served as a constant reminder of obedience. Can you look Deuteronomy chapter number 8? They were told, when you go and occupy that land, Deuteronomy chapter 8, lest you forget what God has done to you. Never despise your humble beginning. Tell your neighbor, humble beginning. Each one of us, we have our humble beginning. Where you see me, where you see that neighbor of yours there, where he is, he never started there. We have our humble beginning where we started. And the fact that we are in, it has taken the upper hand of the Lord. It's a constant reminder of obedience. Even as we talk about giving thanks today, there are many areas the Lord is looking at us. I have done this and that to you. where are you? And the opportunity has come for us to give thanks. In the book of Chronicles, chapter 16, verse number 4, we have been told that even David, who was known as a psalmist and who wrote many psalms, had appointed certain of the some Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and even to record thanks to the Almighty. There were some people in the temple. Their duty was all the time you are there to give thanks. And they were given that assignment. And that's what we are trying to embrace. Chronicles chapter 1 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 30. They were standing every morning to give thanks. Allow me to remind you, thanksgiving in the Bible is not a minor principle. It's well put and documented and where we are. We have read in the book of Psalms number 103, verse 1 to 5. And in these five verses, David gives him a talk. He gives him himself a talk why he should give thanks. And it's good to remind you, this David we have written this psalm of thanksgiving. He started as a shepherd boy, and by the end of his lifetime, he had occupied the highest office in the land. This is David, who has sung Psalms number 103. First number two, he admits his own struggle to stay focused on God's blessings. Many a times you may have some struggle, even how to manage your success. Some people, their problem is not the issues to do with the issues here and there, but some people may have a problem even how to manage their success and their possession. This is what the similar situation of David was. He was struggling how to deal with his blessings to a point whereby he could admit it to himself. Many a time like David, we tend to have very short memories when it comes to remembering God's blessings. Many a times we talk of what we do not have. We do not talk of what we have. Our short memories. Thanksgiving is to remind us the Lord is with us. In the first five verses, David has given five wonderful blessings. And from each blessing, flow a thousand of other blessings into our lives. Count your blessings, and by extension, when you count one blessing, by extension, you see others, what the Lord has done to you. Number one, the blessings of God's forgiveness. That's number one he has mentioned there. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives you all your mess anytime you go astray. Brothers and sisters, as we come to give thanks, there is the blessings of forgiveness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives you all your iniquities. We go on astray. We do things that are abominable. We utter things that we ought not to utter. We cheat. We go on astray. But David here is remembering. And remember, entire chapter of Psalms 51, dedicated by David, a psalm of repentance. We are the way we are, not out of our own initiative. Let us be thankful for the blessings of God's forgiveness. Even today as we come to give our thanks, remember, like you say in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we do what? As we forgive others. Many a times, we are very quick to seek to be forgiven, but we are not quick to forgive other people. Number two, the blessings of God's healing. David, he had a struggle. And that's why he called a meeting to think about the blessing of healing. That envelope that is on the table there, on the table there. A week ago, you had an opportunity, you people, to write the issues that you want to give thanks to the Almighty. And they are there in that envelope, on that altar. And you continue to give thanks. And the majority of you, almost 95% of those who wrote those papers, they were saying, I'm giving thanks for the good health. And I thank God for that. That we are well. We can appear here. We enjoy the whole year, full life. And we are given the kingdom of health. And today you can do
things. Here David is saying, blessings of God healing. God indeed does not grant healing according, he do grant his healing according to his will upon us. That neighbor of you are seated there. He is here because he's joined there for life. There are people who cannot appear here. Number three is the blessings of God's redemption. We are redeemed. We are the refund. We are moving from one level to another level. We are flying from one country to another country. And we are well. We are protected. We are ceremony of the Ethiopian Airline. People who lost their lives, the scholars and all the men of the people, and we have been traveling. We thank God for the redemptions. He has done so much to us, we cannot tell it all. And that's why even Job, chapter 19, verse number 25, he said, I know my Redeemer in faith. I know it's not in my own effort. Who redeems your life from the destruction? Who brought us back with his own blood? It's by God's mercies that we are here. The redemptions. David is giving five reasons to give thanks. The issue of forgiveness, the forgiveness issue of healing, and the redemptions. Number four, the blessings of God's loving kindness and the tender mercy. Who guards you with loving kindness? There's some beauty in you. He clothes you. He packages you. That you are even the favor factor, even at the workplace. There is something that God has crowned you. Your family, your business is still making some profit. There are some people who are counting the losses. There are some people who are on the nose, on the verge of losing their job. But you are sure tomorrow you will report to your workplace. Who crowns you? He has done so much to us. They set aside at the moment to come and give thanks. Looking at yourself, looking at your family, looking at your business, looking at your bank account, there is a lot that God has done to you. There are some people who are going through some processes of bankruptcy. They are there, and you are there, you are counting the profits of what God has done to you. Even at your workplace, you are on the verge of being promoted. While other people, they are on the verge of exiting from that workplace. There is a lot who counts you. Your children now have closed the school. This is the school going children. They have gone to you whole term and they are coming to be with you, to connect with you. There are some people, their children reported in January, but now they are talking of something else. But for me and you, we are well. And finally, in this category, it's number the 50 person, the blessings of God's goodness, who satisfy your mouth with good things. There's nothing on earth that can satisfy us like God. He has made to be God. He has seen us through. We are still kicking and we are still there. And today we can appear here. His goodness. May the Almighty God help us. Our degree of gratitude determines our level of greatness. Can you imagine? That you connect your gratitude with your greatness. Because you possess everything. The more you give thanks, the more he approved you. And remember, in you, there is a seed of greatness. And the Lord wants to approve you. He is already waiting. It accounts your time whereby he bent. And when God bent, all what you want to do is to bless. He deserves all the honor, glory, and majesty. And when he reaches to a certain level, uplifting him, in return, he obeyed. And when the Lord bent to you, that will translate to be your blessings. Each time you give him thanks, you move him to perform wonders in your life. Can you imagine? May the Lord help us to realize the secret of thanksgiving. Because the more you give thanks, the more you approve to him, the more you trigger him to come down to bless us. Even at your church. Even to make him relatively. Upon giving thanks to all of us as a sacrifice of thanksgiving, by the end of the day, the Lord will go to visit and renew his visitation. The way out of every tight corner of life is thanksgiving. And I need to know that you have. Remember on Sunday, we are talking about the confident. There are only two. They give to the Almighty. He gave thanks. They want to come out of your tight corner. You might be going through some difficulties here and there. They're sitting behind it. Give more thanks to the one who deserves, and in return, there is something. Am I talking to somebody? The more you give thanks, the more you trigger him, so that he may come and bless us. The way God expects you to appreciate him on a regular basis. Our theme for this Thanksgiving, and it's all put in the book of Colossians, whatever you do, either by word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks, whatever we do. Even as I bring this on to our head, all things, in all things, First Thessalonians, we are being told, you give thanks. Nothing grow in your hand without giving thanks. The Lord wants to multiply and to bless us. And I need to remind you, murmuring is a proof of ingratitude. Murmuring. Many times you become victim of murmuring. Thanksgiving is the most fertile ground for the eruption of miracles. Look in the Bible. Wherever a miracle is performed, there is the recipient of the miracle or the beneficiary. He was told what to do. And he did it. Even raising Lazarus, they were told to remove. Many, many instances in the Bible, thanksgiving is the most fertile ground for miracles to occur. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, brothers and sisters, give thanks. Rise up and begin to thank God. There is a lot to thank God for you in life. My brothers, be very careful. Do not let the devil deceive you. Count your blessings. Count your blessings at your level. Don't compare your case with any other person. It is in proportion to the blessings that you have received. Count your blessings. It will surprise you what the Lord has done to you. Cultivate the habit of thanksgiving. May the Almighty God bless us, because thanksgiving is an action. Tell your neighbor, thanksgiving is an action. We are now heading to the moment of the action. Let our daughters take over.
Praise the Lord. God is good.